Okay, so Simon Reishon and Zion Din Hatmonas Chamin Sif Aleph. So now we're dealing with the Din of Hatmona. So there are two Dinim in Hatmona. One is Hatmona from before Shabbos, and one is Hatmona on Shabbos. So in Termin B'Shabbos, Phil B'Dabr Shem Moisev Hevel, a person cannot do Hatmona on Shabbos, even if the item that he's doing his act of insulating in is not something which will increase the heat, it will just maintain the heat. It's still Osir on Shabbos. Now, the reason why that's also over there is because here he's trying to insulate it, and he wants to, obviously, so the heat is important to him. And he's taking this pot, which he wants to now put into insulation and maintain its heat. And he sees it's not so hot. So he might go and try heat up the pot in order to put away a hot pot. So we're afraid that if we're going to allow Hatmon on Shabbos, he's going to feel a need to heat the pot. But during Banish Moshes, you're allowed to do Hatmon in a dabra which is not Moisef Hevel. So now, according to this thought process, that's the Xero and Isa Deraisa, that's true even Banish Moshes, we have to mark on Misafik, so it should be problematic. So the answer is, the more it addresses the question, the more it says, because most pots at that point in time are still very hot. Because it just basically came off of the oven. So there's no reason to be going there. He's going to need to heat up the pot before he insulates it during the period of Banish Moshes. Okay. Now, that's by something which is not Moisef Hevel. It doesn't add heat. It just maintains the heat. But to put it into something which is going to add heat is also even before Shabbos, and then allow it to go into Shabbos. Because over there, the person is going to say, if I can be terminated in that, I can be terminated in hot coals. And then he'll be terminated in hot coals, and then he'll stir up the coals. So it's a two-step gzeira, but chazal aser. Okay, so that's the first half of the lochi that you may not. So we have two isurim over here. If hit them with dabra ha-moisef hevel, the person did do that hot mona, then dabra which is moisef hevel. Even for Erev Shabbos. So tavshal also feel a bit, and then he let it continue into Shabbos. So tavshal is also feel a bit yevid. So the tavshal is also. Okay. Now v'davka v'tzaren shenischamim or shenischamim v'yafalay. This is only true that we're going to say that it's usur b'di'avid in a case where it actually added heat or it actually caused it to cook more and get better. If it didn't add any heat from the time that this Moisef Hevel wasn't really Moisef so much, so he didn't really do anything. So that in that situation, even if he was over the Yisr, we were not going to ask him the benefit from it because the food was really mutter beforehand. That's not what you're asking. You're asking the benefit of what he did. There's no benefit to what he did. It didn't do anything for him. So that's mutter. Okay. Hagav yesh omrim the im shachach behitmin b'shageg b'davar hamosif hevel shori lechel. So if a person made the mistake, that then it's going to be mutter. So it comes along a sheet which says that the whole chashash over here is he'll be matam in remez. Remez being hot ash, which still has small coals in it, etc. And then he's going to stir that with the same story we had before, that something which you need for the daytime. There's no motivation to stir because by the nighttime it won't be ready. You won't make it ready more quickly by stirring it, and by the daytime it'll be ready without stirring it. So why would anybody want to stir the coals, rake the coals? So
stoke
the coals. Yeah. So if that's true in the argument which we had before, so it should be true vis-a-vis the Hatman over here. The whole problem is a gzeira until you're going to be matmin and remitz. And remitz is a problem because you're afraid you're going to increase the fire, but for the daytime usage, people won't do that. So therefore, we're going to be matr hatmona b'davar ha-moisef hevel if your person is being matmin it l'tzarech the Yom Shabbos. That's what the Shita holds. So he says you can be summering that at least in the Bidi Eved, that it won't become Osir as long as he doesn't do it regularly. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, a type then. So the Mishnah Berurah is the Katan Halav. Lachashen is Bashal, the Tavshah, Ritz, Lat Minoy, Medav Rashish, Merchomoy. He wants to be matmen it in something which will maintain its heat. Kugayim bekar mukzosis bekadayim. He'll put it under blankets. Valshalasis came b'Shabbos. Chazal said you can't do this on Shabbos. V'taima, why can't you do it on Shabbos? Kishema yimsa oz kadei rosa tzenenis. The person's goal is clearly to maintain heat. Heat is very important to him. He's doing this whole thing for heat purposes. He sees the pot is cold, he might heat up the pot. Biarticha, the chai mishum of Vashta. So then there's a problem with Bishul. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. But what about, behold, ain't Bishul like a Bishul? So what are we worried about? We're talking about a pot which is already fully cooked. We're feeling the man, the omer. Then a chai mishum of Vashta, bazet. Kimishin is Bashul, pamaechod. So behold, yes, Bishul like a Bishul. So here you had a pot which had, let's say, liquid in it. Everybody agrees by Dabar Yovesh, if it's fully cooked, ain't Bishul Acher Bishul. The machlok is the Bishul Acher Bishul or not, is by something which has liquid. So over here, it's a pot which is cooled off, so vis-a-vis the liquid, the Bishul is not effective anymore. So even the one holds that, so that's, if you hold this problem, Yesh Bishul Acher Bishul by Dabar Lach, so that's the concern, Bishul. Afilu Laman Domer. We hold ain bishul acher bishul even by a liquid. The problem is, but he's going to try and heat it. He wants the heat. We're afraid he's going to heat it by stirring the coals, and that's going to be a problem of mavir. So you have two reasons why. You have two potential problems over here. Either Bishul or Maver or both. I was up a chesheicha and come on and simon raised some chelps of halva go but mashak sab nisham. Well, over there we discussed what exactly is the time is sab a chesheicha. Okay. The period of time called sab a chesheicha. Yeah. So why is that mutter? Why aren't we worried? The stam kader has been a shmoshes roish kusein b'lekel migzor gzeira hana. The answer is that this is, and the Morish says, there's a practical reason that there's no reason to be scared of the situation, because most pots at that point in time are still hot to the point that you can't, that there's no malach involved in making them hotter. So even if the person would. The person would have no motivation to try and heat them up because it's already hot. Okay. Fine. But you cannot be telling me that Hamosif Havel even from Ibaidan. But Dabar Hamosif, Hanel Tzar Shabbos. This Isser applies to a person to be mapping something to you from Erev Shabbos to go into Shabbos to use it on Shabbos. So the first step over here, that we don't allow hatmana from before Shabbos for food after Shabbos. So you know, I would like fresh hot food right after Shabbos, so I'm going to cook it Erev Shabbos. And then be matman, then the Motzei Shabbos will still be, I'll do it in such an effective hatmana, they'll still be hat Motzei Shabbos. Now I'll do that. That's the Magen Rama says. Atomal said, Masa de Rachuma hu shenogu ken bo medina. See, you, that, the, whatever raya you have from over there that they didn't do it, that's true. Because there's a Ramah in Hilchos Yom Kippur, says the person down on your matman, from Erev Yom Kippur to have a pot available for Motzei Yom Kippur. Can't do Hatmana over Yom Kippur to have this pot of food available for Motzei Yom Kippur. So he says, And the reason why it does is because it looks like you're cooking Yom Kippur for after Yom Kippur. That's what people will see. Wow, he has a pattern where they're cooking Yom Kippur after Yom Kippur. So that would apply to Shabbos as well. See, it comes out that it's not an ikur din, that this din. It's a chumra which they'd undertaken. They disagree with the pshat and they hold it that it is actually mutter normally to be matmin from Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos. The problem with this is simply by Yom Kippur that we have a concern of, you know, how people are going to understand, see it per se, but over here we're not worried about people making any mistakes, so it's mutter. The parasha of the Mishavur reads is that he came out, he seems to be Samachan and Lamaisa. Okay. So that's, you can't, so you can do Hatmana on, according to this, you can do Hatmana on Erev Shabbos to have food available for after Shabbos. But you may not do Hatmana on Erev Shabbos in the Debra Mosef Hevel for food for Shabbos. Only for Motzei Shabbos. Fine. But Debra Mosef Hevel, according to what the Mishabur is coming out at the end, the Wush and the Yerab are saying that it's mutter. So what's the problem? You're being matmen in something which is not a heat source. It's most of Hevel. It has chemical combustion. So it's not, you know, some types of manure generate heat. Right, it's most of Hevel. Gefes is, you know, it's a pseudolus of zasim. It's an organic compound which will start generating heat, but it's nothing with fire. So what are we afraid of? We're afraid of, well, the person wants to think to himself, he can do that, he can use hot ash for hatmana. The problem is hot ash means there's still fire in it, there's still small pieces of wood which a person could then stoke and be over this Erev Shabbos. That's also a film about young going, even though you put it there on before Shabbos, it's also going to be in that state on Shabbos. So even though you put it in early on in the day, so you're like, I'm not mechuyav to worry about it right now. It's not Erev Shabbos. It's like, it's, you know, not near Shabbos at all. But that's not this is not the putting it there. This is having it there as you're going to the Shabbos. That he did be Yisur. So I don't care if you put it there 3 days beforehand. It wouldn't make a difference. Okay. Then he comes along and says, the tops of Bidi Yevin is Osir. That's only if that there's some benefit. So if the food was cold, which was heated, or it was Nisam of Yafaloi, so then we say Bidi Yevin is Osir. If it does not add any heat, it just maintains, the temperature just stays at the original heat which is there, then that's the your Moshev Hebel is functioning like your Maimed Hebel. So then it doesn't ask for the Yemen. Our mission is to appear to Linyan and Diyab, and I've ever heard also feel me some of Ravloi, Kimoshev Kosev Siv Sain. This the kun over here of some of Yavaloi is not a heter lechatchila. It's talking about the case of the Bidi Yevin. Would it be when to Osir? So then, if it just maintains the chamimus, so then Bidi Yevin is mutter. The time to hold a honey mice of cloud. The reason why it's mutter is because you didn't do anything. Because among the Romans, the Hua didn't be mad in Bishabas, the Dubber Shannon must have Hevel, which the Herbity Evid, Al Hagav, the Osi Surah, to Ena Elo Omen Bechamim Musa. So now, we had two Isurim over here. We had an Isur, Erev Shabbos, someone said the Mice of Hevel. So he was a bad boy and he did that. The Mice came Shabbos and didn't do anything for him. So, but Yevid is not Osir. Different scenario one, number one. Scenario number two, we're talking about on Shabbos. So we said you cannot be ma'atman a davar which is moisef habul. What about someone which maintains the heat? Now, it doesn't add. It's also usher on Shabbos. Okay. So now this fellow went on Shabbos. He was ma'atman a davar shenu moisef habul. So by definition, all it did was maintain the heat. It didn't add any heat. So that's not called benefit. We're saying that's not called benefiting from the mice. It's just preventing the loss. So that we're going to allow him to eat the food with the maintained heat that the hatmana did for him. That's mutter. Okay. Then the rabbi came along. Yes, Rabbi. The shochah who had him shogah, but didn't with sabah shemutter. The gam is a shogah mikri. So this can be true in the case of shochah, or also in the case of the person believe that's halachically mutter. So for this purpose, that's called a shogah. Okay. Okay. So then it's going to be mutter the shalachal. Tam the yeshar mahu. Their argument is the following. The Sirilei, the Hetmona, Shabba, Bezela, Shia. So we're going to compare the same way by Hetmona, by Shia, we differentiate between Shagig and Amazin. By Hetmona also, we differentiate between Shagig and Amazin. Pazu Rabbali Hel, Rishling and Bezabahal. The Mshach, Bashach, Philip, Batav, Shemistam, Vyafuloi, Mutalechel. In the case of Shachach, it's Mutter. Now, the Ramon's Lashon is Yeshag. What does the Shachon Aruch hold? The Shulchan Aruch disagrees and says, "No, Shagig is Taka also, but after Shabbos, till after Shabbos." So he didn't differentiate. But the Mechaber's lesson was him hit me with some of Hebel, Tav Shalos, or Pilla B'Yav. He didn't discuss Mezin, he discussed Shagig. He says, if you did it, it's awesome. It means, whether you did it with Shagig or Mezin, it's awesome. That's why he wrote like that. Come back and leave the Mechaber and Tzorch, Yeshis Mechal Dashi Shomer Mezeh, Shehaber Kredim Mesadim Ken. But the Ramah brings that a case of Shachach is better if a case where you need to, you can be Semech on the Shita. So in the case of shogeg, you have a lot to be samech on, to be mekel. So in the bidi eved, it's not going to be yosef. Okay. Yod aleph. Mohammed, the Sarah Mocher, also the sheet that came along and said, if you're being matman for the daytime, there's no gzera. Hatam, the Iker Mash also lahatmin with Moshev Hevel, whom Mishum Shema Yobel lahatmin Bernem and Tzichatim Gecholim. The real issue over here is, well, if you let you do something which adds heat, you'll end up being matman into Remetz, and Remetz is hot ash. And we assume that in the ash there are going to be pieces which are still can be stoked and create fire. So if you're allowed to do it in a davar moisef hevel, he'll do it in ash, and then he'll be mechata the ash and make a fire. So that's the reason. Okay, in kibush amavim the tzarich mocher stirluhu, they shemrim the loshak gzeirizul. There's no need for the gzeir. They feel him lo yegia tav shul lemarchul ben d'vshoy is b'asur melakol alai. They'll be able to chatatus, even if it wasn't cooked for Shabbos. In any significant way, it's still going to be, by the time the morning comes, it's going to be cooked. So why should it be mechata? Then v'hu adin, the sirlo, the yesharim, the zed, the mutter, the hatman, is pasha called tzorchei, yobo gam kein lechatois. Who had in the shul of the yeshem is that the mutter lahatmin bin his special kotzarcha the yobel gam gan chatus came mutter bize apa matmin the tzarcha lalem who could as the yeshmi kilem the kamam sebzayin bago. A second argument, if it's fully cooked, so the purpose of being mechata, would just make the fire light the higher, and then you'd end up burning it, so you wouldn't do that. That's what even if you came muta bizarre matmi in the circle halayla. So that's where argues works for the night meal as well. That you don't want to be machata because it's just going to burn it. But it's fully cooked already. So we said in the case of the b'di'evad, you can be samach on the shita. He says, if I want to be matmin erev Shabbos for the tzarcha of the day meal of Shabbos, so at least in the case of the b'di'evad, we're samach on the shita that the food is you're allowed to use the food. But shul yerog, we can't do it regularly.
Something that's mosif heat.
I'm sorry, what?
Something that's mosif
heat. We're talking about in a case of something which adds heat, right? But he's doing it with the original plan to use it for Shabbos day.
Yes.
Yep. Shul yerog, so this heter is only if you don't do it regularly. I mean, you do it regularly, we're going to give you kanaz and not going to make a mutter. But Tom, the mikra didn't end with him. Shum, end with him. Makom leisharim, kumashkas of grow, b'shari poiskim, and kasa b'yesh mekilim. Come on, end with him. Makom medin, kachsos shusham ramod. The end with him came b'shari mekemis. So the places where they have that minute, they keep the minute because halachically, misal the sugars of Gemara, it's difficult to find a source for this whole shita, this chiluk of the heter of being matmen in the tzarcha yom. We don't have a core for it. So in Sora makes sense. We don't have any source for it. We have to assume the Chazal were not makel. Okay. Beis. Philip Tavshash is Basha called Tzarcha also the Hatmin Hat Bishabas of Philip Tavshash and Moisef Hevel. Even though it's fully cooked, there still is an instrument of Hatmona, even though it's not Moisef Hevel. Kamokam, Rosam Kalam al Tavshuk, the Shomer Minak Bordim, Kadeshli son of Yistane Afruris, Shori Shainze Katmat and Lahokim, Kashomer Menos and Kisri al Haskadeir. Okay. Okay. Mr. Bruce, you're going to also have a Bishabas, but you call me, but he ever can help us if cut and kiss. So you cannot be mad in. I'm sorry. So, come on, come in the amateur cannot be cooked and cast because you didn't really do anything. It's from Moshe Kol Tzarcha. Lassim Kalim, Hanafil begadim shamidim as a chayim shalakadeir shalayistanin. Filachishari kima shena mechavon lizeh. What you're putting over it is. So this is, he's saying a important case over here, that if the purpose why I'm being doing the hatmana, even though it's a hatmana where Taki is insulating it, and Taki is maintaining the heat, it actually is maintaining it and the heat. But if your purpose was the same shmira, not the same, the heat issue, because al denaser, the whole gazera was, the person said, wow, I want to go insulate this to maintain, hold on to the heat. I come to insulate it, and I realize it's cold. The guy's going to forget his Shabbos and heat up his pot. But if his goal wasn't for heat, his goal was for the purpose of protecting it from achborim, whatever it is. So even though he did an action with a full bona fide mice of hatmana, but that wasn't his purpose. There's no gzera. So Chazal didn't make a little plug in this situation. They said, listen, it's the same. It looks the same. Smells the same. Tastes the same as hatmana, so tatmana. But they said, no, that wasn't your purpose. Chazal didn't answer it. So, for example, we'll see later on that if you have something which the nature of the material which is insulating is only a maimed hevel. It's not moist of hevel. But there's a fire underneath. So I have a blech, and I have my pot on top of the blech. So I want to come, I want to wrap towels around the pot. So that's also. Even from Erev Shabbos, that's also. Why? Because the chur, towels don't add heat. Yeah, but when there's a heat source beneath, the towels are holding on to holding on to this new heat, which is being put into the pot. So therefore, that's considered like a moist of hevel. Okay, so now, so The Paiskim dealt with the following shaila. Person takes potato kugel wrapped in foil and he sticks it into the cholam pot from before Shabbos. So we should have a hadmona problem on the kugel. The kugel is being mutman either in the cholent or in its wrapping, right? And even though aluminum is not a moisiv hevel, but when there's a fire under the cholent, so now I can't. Says the it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because the reason why you're wrapping your kugel is not to add heat; it's to prevent the kugel from falling apart, or from that it shouldn't absorb, it become too liquidy from the cholent, whatever it is. That your goal is not heat; it's not adding any. I mean, in that case, it's not going to help you in any way in the heat issue. Or a person on Shabbos wants to heat up something on top of a pot. So on top of a pot, which has food in it, is mutter. So I have my cholam pot. I want to take my challah out from the and put it on top to have warm challah for the suda. But I don't want it to dry out because it sits there, you know, for a few hours. It's going to dry out, so I put it inside a bag. So now I have the same problem. I'm on Shabbos. I'm doing a hot manga. Right? On this, there's heat there, and I'm maintaining the heat. I mean, most of the heat, whatever it is, but my goal isn't for heat. My goal is they shouldn't dry. So this heter of Lishma Menachborim has a lot of the person using a lot of the Hechatimses and some of our that you know, they grapple with. They say, yeah, well, that's the shame shmira of the item, not the shame heat and its mutter.
Is that why just putting a cover on the pot is okay?
So actually, the halacha is that the derech of hatmana by definition is being mapped in the pot. So much on your kugel case, so Rafalk says, if you only have one layer of foil, so that's not a problem because that's the pot, right? The problem would be is when you add. So you might argue there's a shalom we'll see later on is a dinam hatmana on a food. But if I said, but I do have a problem. He says if your kugel has two layers. I have some type of a food which I say loshen kugel, you don't serve it. It's wrapped in two layers of foil. I want to take it out Shabbos morning and put it on top of the cholent to warm up. So the first layer is the pot, the second layer is a hot mona. It says, but if you take a very large piece of foil and you wrap it over on itself, it's all considered one layer, which is a thicker wall. Regards to sticking inside the cholent, you have the shaila over there of that we'll see later on. Is there hatmana in can food be the dover of the hatmana, which you're used for the hatmana? So this is mutter even since it wasn't his intent. Fine. Gimel. Elohim of the worm Hamasifim Hevel. So what's a Moisif Hevel? So So the person makes zesim. So after you squeeze up the zesim, you have this leftover, the shells and some of the flesh of the oil, the olives, etc. It's called gefis. We had them before. It's called gefis. So it's pshelushal zesim. So that when it sits, it acts like a compost. It actually will eventually start generating its own heat. Oshel shumshamin. The same thing if you would have the pseudos of shum shemin, a person would press shum shemin out for their oil.
Compost
is you take organic material, waste material, and you let it sit for a while, it starts to generate, it makes a chemical combustion, it starts generating heat. You've ever been to a very large farm and where they maintain the manure, you'll actually see steam coming out of the manure. Right. That's like wild. Okay. Actually, historically, that's how the animals survived the winter in the barns. The manure in the barn would actually generate heat. The barns would keep some of the heat in, so they would. That's how they would survive the winters. Mezebel melach b'seed b'chol. So manure, melach, salt, seed, and chol. Bein lachem bein yabeshim.
Manure is that then?
Yeah. B'seven b'zogim. Teben is straw. Zogim are the shells of the grapes. Umuchin is we'll see later on the definition. I mean, muchin means soft pieces of material. But v'asavim b'shman sheshloshten lachem. And so these things apply only when they are still moist from the original state. Now, Mishabur is going to grapple with, do you need that they should be moist from their own original moisture? The point where once that goes away, they don't have the same power of heat. But if you would add liquid later on, it's too late. Or no, even if it came wet, not machmas atzmoi, it has this koyach being moist of hell. So that's the discussion of Mishabur. They don't add hevel, therefore the an erev Shabbos they'd be mutter. Exus a garment, peris if you'd store it inside of grain, kanfayerna, a sharnoitzis down, feathers, nourish al pishtan, the discard from the flax seed, the flax plant, and a service al chorashin sawdust. When you saw it, you generate sawdust. So there was a type of rock that you in the ground, whatever it used to be, was a mice of hevel, but the mice it wasn't the common thing to do. So Chazal didn't answer it. Let's see, what time is it? I assume there's an 8:45 marv. So let's hold it here. We have all the Mishabrus, but let's hold it.